You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this week's special club takeover of our airwaves, Juliana and I are pleased to welcome Kate and Sydney from Muse Magazine. Conceived in Kogoro as an ambitious dream scribbled on a few pieces of paper, Muse Magazine emerged as the brainchild of three artistically enthusiastic students. Their first issue, named The Explosion, launched in February 2011. At its core, Muse exists as a tribute to the innovative, the unique, the fashion-forward, and the stylistically creative. It is a nod of gratitude to those who break the mold and expose beauty in places we may overlook in our daily student adventures. Over the 11 years since the magazine began, Muse has grown into a team of 100 members, published 22 editorial print issues, and continues to be the go-to home of creativity at Queen's University.
Hello, and welcome to CFRC's Takeover with Muse Magazine. We have Kate and Sydney with us today, and we're going to have a little chat to learn more about Muse Magazine. So, tell us about your organization. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Muse Magazine, it's been around since 2011. It was actually first founded in Kogoro, which I always like to say because it's kind of funny. But yeah, and then since then we've released two print issues every year and are always trying to come up with sort of new initiatives to promote the arts community on campus.
Do you want to tell us why you guys got involved? Like, what's your role in the organization?
Yeah, Kate.
I'm head of music.
And then I'm editor-in-chief of Muse. I got involved... I started writing for it in my second year. I was really looking for a creative outlet. Mm-hmm. And then I just loved the community so much that I kind of just wanted to do more and more each year to, like, I don't know, be a part of it, mm-hmm. and take on more responsibility.
So when you say writing, do you mean like articles?
Yeah. We do. So we have our print issues that are once a semester that are released, but mm-hmm. then we also just have our online articles, which are released throughout the year. So I was an online contributor in my second year, mm-hmm. and then I was co-head of publishing for online last year, and then this year I'm editor-in-chief.
Wow, so what about, like, themes for the articles, or is it just, like, a general idea?
Yeah, it's kind of just whatever you want. We have, like, sections of the magazine, obviously. Like, there's lifestyle and entertainment, mm-hmm. music and fashion, all that stuff. We also have a category called musings, where people can kind of just say whatever they're thinking and whatever they want to talk about. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty broad, whatever people want to write about.
Nice. And then what about the music aspect? Is there like a theme to that as well? Or tell us about what you do.
No, like it's mostly online. So people will, there's like the whole music portfolio. And like Sydney said, we have like the music section. And so we just have like people can write really whatever they want about music, whether it's like album reviews or they're like, they'll make a playlist and talk about it, anything like that. And then of course with each semester we have mini desk. And then once a year we do coffee house.
So you just mentioned mini desk.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, mini desk is a sort of event fundraiser that we do once a semester. Its goal for Muse is to raise money to print the issues each semester, but then we also love doing it because we get to feature local Queens bands that perform and like just kind of give them that opportunity to showcase their talent. So we did it in the fall semester and then we're bringing it back for winter semester next week as well.
So you talked about this being a fundraiser for your magazines. We know that's not cheap. What does it cost to keep the magazine going?
Yeah. We switched printers this year, which reduced costs, so that was awesome. But it still costs, I would say, roughly $2,000 to $3,000 each semester to print enough copies. And then we don't charge for them because a huge thing that's important to Muse is eliminating financial barriers in the arts, because that's like, it's been such an issue. So yeah, we don't really make a profit of them. We just sort of try to make enough throughout the year to be able to distribute them for free and meet that goal.
Okay, so on that note, tell us, like, what is Mini Desk? Like, what can I look forward to there?
So like we said, like twice a year we have local Queens bands come in, perform. They all have like complete control of their sets. They do whatever, showcase the music, whether it's original or covers. Like, I know this semester we have Dutch Baby doing it, and I know they have some originals they've been working on, and then Duck Pond and Sleep on the Couch. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like Queens bands that have been like practicing all year. They have their own shows and stuff like that, and it's just them coming in and collaborating with us to put on maybe the best show of the year.
Period. So you guys also mentioned the roles at Muse Magazine. Can you go into like what kind of like jobs or volunteer aspects that you guys have there?
Yeah, for sure. The best part about Muse for me is that it's so big that there's a spot for everybody, and there's always like a place where people feel like they can fit in. So the portfolios that we have on Muse are print, marketing, online, business, and creative. We have events coordinators, we have layout designers, we have writers, obviously, editors. The best part about Muse for me is that there's always sort of a spot where people feel like they can express themselves and apply their skills in a way that creates an end result, like a tangible physical thing that you can hold in your hand at the end of our issues. So.
And then you also mentioned creative. I feel like there's a lot of aspects that go into that. Can you describe that a little?
Yeah, for sure. I think creative is probably the portfolio with the most moving parts. Mm-hmm. So in our issues and throughout the year to promote events and stuff like that, we do editorial shoots. So like for Minidesk, for example, we'll be doing 3 editorial shoots to promote the bands that are performing and showcase the lineup. So within that already, you have photographers, you have creative directors, creative assistants. And then once those shoots are kind of formed and ready to go, we give them over to layout designers. They arrange them and make them pretty. We have like initiatives coordinators who kind of put them all together, collaborate with marketing on when to release them, what the best approach to that would be. So yeah, it's a very collaborative and cross-portfolio thing that we've got going on at the magazine as well, which I can really appreciate.
Mm-hmm. And I also took a sneak peek at the website and I noticed there's like a spot for fashion. Arts, music, fashion.
Yeah. Those are basically just like the article section. So when you know, go on the website and you can kind of be able to read what you're interested in. You can also organize it by author if you have friends that you want to see their writing. So yeah. It's just all really like we try and give people as much freedom to write in whatever they choose as possible.
Yeah. So as articles and music comes out, how can we keep up with the news about these events?
Yeah. I mean, our Instagram, I would say, is probably the go-to. Yeah. Our marketing director's a genius and she's really on the ball. So she's always posting all the updates for that stuff. We also have a newsletter that you can subscribe to. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been released in a while, but we're probably going to try and bring that back soon. So keep an eye out for that. But yeah, I would say right now Instagram is definitely the way to go.
How could we subscribe to the newsletter?
Yeah, so on the website, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, which might take a little bit, but you can try, there's like a section to put in your email, and then once we create the newsletter, you'll get it basically to your inbox.
Perfect. So how can anybody get involved with your organization?
Yeah, we release hiring a lot. So definitely at the beginning of each semester, definitely throughout the summer. And it lists always the available roles that we have. People send in applications to the emails when hiring is open and they can get involved. Another great part about Muse is that the models that we use for our editorial shoots aren't a part of the club. We kind of open model hiring. So anyone who kind of wants to see what Muse is about and dip their toe into the club, they get that opportunity to kind of see what we do in a way where maybe they haven't completely committed the whole year to joining. So that's always nice. There's kind of ways to get involved without necessarily having to be on the whole ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And what kind of roles do you guys hire for?
Like anything.
Everything.
Anything and everything. Usually it's like the most we hire is writers. Like we're always hiring writers.
Yeah.
And then of course like with as the semester and the year ends, like we'll hire higher ups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like tons.
A lot of people are graduating this year. So there are a lot like I'm graduating, so the editor-in-chief role will be up for grabs. Director roles, heads roles, so like head of layout, head of publishing, and then obviously the general roles as well. I would say that March and April is the next closest time to keep an eye out for that, because that's when everything will sort of be released to prepare for next year and get that team going.
Sounds good. Should we pause for a little song break?
Yes.
Do you guys want to talk about what you'd like to showcase?
Grins.
Grins, Charlie XCX.
I feel pretty grinny right now.
Grinning with excitement for Minidesk. Yeah. That's what's going on.
Do have to ask, as we come back, first of all, we're talking with Kate and Sydney and Juliana about Muse Magazine and specifically the Minidesk concerts. Is this inspired by Tiny Desk?
Without, like, copyright infringement and anything like that,
theoretically,
maybe.
Yes.
But I think the difference with Minidesk and Tiny Desk is, like, Tiny Desk is very, like, acoustic, minimal production. Maybe not minimal, because there was that one turnstile one where he got up and stage dove off the desk. But Tiny Desk is, like, toned down. I like to think that Minidesk is the opposite, and we tone it up, and we have, like, the energy is there, and the bands are there, and things like that. So without any copyright infringement or anything like that, no, but maybe.
it's playing with it, but sort of putting it on a
test. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I think we like to use that kind of, like, obviously hypothetically, because, you know, not inspired by Tiny
Yeah,
Desk,
no.
Because that would be copyright. But
of course not.
If it were, I think that we like to kind of take the name and give people what they think they're going to expect from the event, and then they come and it's just completely high energy, elevated, and a great way to spend a night.
Yeah. So we had a band last semester show up and they're like, we thought this was like Tiny Desk, so we just brought like one acoustic guitar, no drums, no amps, and like I think it was one electric guitar, and they're like, it's a misnomer, and we're like, no, like, you gotta catch the vibe.
And you know what? They made it work really well.
They did do really well.
They sort of ran their set list by me, and I was okay with it because they were really good songs. So yeah. I was like, people are gonna get into this.
Yeah.
And then I think they came in and saw the whole drum kit, and were like, oh, and I'm like, no,
it's
like,
chill.
It's what we want from you.
Yeah.
You know, showcase your voice and
your
style.
Yeah, exactly.
And how do you choose which artists are gonna be involved in these concerts?
We open artist applications every semester. We actually got a really high number of applicants this year, which was so wonderful, but it made our decision so difficult.
Yeah.
And then we have them submit an application video presenting kind of what they think their best performance was. And we go from there. We like to give new bands a chance as well. So like we had some people apply this semester who had been featured at Mini Desk last semester and they were so great. But I think we really wanted to prioritize again, like showcasing as many Queens bands as we can throughout the year. So we like to sort of keep it fresh.
Yeah, fresh face.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any themes or genres of music that you go towards, or pretty much a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I feel like we actually try to do some variety with the performances. So, like, I know Dutch Baby has that really cool 70s vibe.
For sure.
Their lead singer, Rachel, who's also on Muse, she's our business director. She has all these cool scarves. So that's
And she's very, like, I think they do a lot of, like, the band, and they've done some Led Zeppelin and stuff like that before. And then I recently went and saw Duck Pond, who's also performing, I think it had to be last weekend, and they played like Geese and like sort of newer alternative stuff, which was really cool. And then I've also seen Sleep on the Couch, she's also performing, and they go for like, we're gonna do like that iconic indie sound, but they'll do like Paramore and then the Backseat Lovers and stuff like that. So I think with this semester especially, we got like a wide variety of sounds, which is super exciting.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. So how can we purchase tickets? When is the event happening? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the event's happening on Thursday, January 22nd. Tickets are for sale right now. If you go to the Muse Instagram, which is MuseXQueens, and then click on our bio, the link is available there. And they'll be available, obviously, up until that date. It's at the Merchant.
I love the Merchant.
I love the Merchant, too. Their team is so awesome there as well. Like, they rock. The venue's so cool. A fun initiative that we've introduced is when you buy your tickets at Mini Desk and arrive, you'll get actual physical ticket stubs that are kind of keepsakes, which I think is super cute. So buy your tickets.
It's exciting.
Can we buy them online or?
Yeah, it's all online through Zephy. Mm-hmm. And you can just head to the Muse Instagram bio and
they're there.
They're there. They're ready. They're waiting.
And how many Mini Desks do you usually do during the year? Like, is this a new initiative or something you've been doing for a while?
Yeah, we've been doing Mini Desk for about, I would say, 5-ish years. They're always once a semester, kind of working up to that issue that gets released at the end of the semester. I would say it's our main fundraising initiative, actually.
Yeah.
People love it. Like, it's just such a great time. Everyone gets to either, like, come out and support their friends who are playing, support the club, or just support, you know, the arts community, see some great bands perform, enjoy the music.
I think the first thing I ever did for Muse was, like, I must have been in second year, and I went to Mini Desk, and it was awesome. I think it was the first thing I did. I can't remember who was playing at that point. It might have been, like, Kings of Queens or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
and
God,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, I think Paperbag Prince played.
Paperbag Prince performed. Jinx performed.
Jinx,
one year.
Yeah. That was how I got into Muse through Mini Desk. And then now I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, now you're here.
And now I'm here, the one like helping Sid.
Last semester was so chaotic, I wouldn't have been able to organize it without Kate. I actually crashed my car on the way to Mini Desk trying to like, I was trying to bring a table or something.
Yeah, it was the table.
Yeah. I was fine. It wasn't that bad,
Thank God,
was not with me. But the event was great.
So. Yeah, there was some headlight damage and some headlight glass left in the parking lot following that.
And we made it alive.
I'd do it again.
Yeah,
of course.
100%.
So what are you guys fundraising for this year?
We've actually just released our 31st issue last semester, which was so amazing, and everyone worked so hard. And we'll be releasing our 32nd issue at the end of this semester in March. So all the money that we raise from Mini Desk we obviously give a cut to the bands just to show our appreciation for their hard work and amazing performances. And then the rest of it goes to printing the issue. We want to keep art free and accessible, and that means that...
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
The way it works, yeah.
If people are listening and can't go to the show, are there ways to donate to Muse Magazine outside of the Mini Desk concerts?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're always having new initiatives, so we have Coffee House in February, which is more of a, I would say that's honestly more of the Tiny Desk vibe. It's acoustic and cute. And then we offer pre-orders for our issues. So if you want to guarantee you get your hands on that and support Muse, then you can buy them ahead of time and sort of secure that. Honestly, just coming to our events and like being aware of the club, joining and talking about it, it kind of keeps everybody aware of Muse, I guess. And that sort of just helps us
spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word. I would say that's a big thing. We want to be known.
I mean, me myself, I'm a music major, so I totally understand wanting free access to music and anything art. Is there a reason why you guys also want that?
I mean, I think that was sort of the principle that Muse was founded on, was they wanted to eliminate financial barriers. But more than that, I think, especially given sort of everything that's been going down at universities lately, there have been a lot of like cuts to the arts programs and all that stuff. And I feel like creativity is such an important outlet for people. Like, even like Muse, like we have so many people who are majoring in health sci, who are like a part of the club, or like commerce and engineering, who are really just missing that sort of creative outlet. And we want to be able to share that with as many people as possible and sort of remind them like, hey, like arts is important and, you know, worth your time and attention. And we want to sort of keep it alive on the campus. So yeah.
Absolutely. The importance of arts. Truly important.
Yeah, no arguments here.
Yeah, definitely not. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add today?
I just say like, go get your tickets for Mini Desk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go get your tickets for Mini Desk.
When we do Coffee House, get your tickets for Coffee House. Come to launch when we do launch.
Read our print articles.
Yeah.
They're really interesting. Read our online articles.
Read the zine coming up for February.
Yeah, we've got that as well.
It's big things.
We're doing a lot, and you guys should pay attention because we love you. So
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but come to Mini Desk. That should be the main takeaway.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah,
definitely. Read the articles, read the magazine, and get yourself to Mini Desk.
Do you want to just remind people again of your website and your social media?
Yes. Our Instagram is MuseXQueens. Our website is Muse Magazine, which can also be found on a link via the Instagram. Our TikTok is Muse Magazine. Easy.
And we said it off air, but just to say again, like, it's an absolutely gorgeous website to explore. So, you know, if you want to get a sense of the aesthetic and the amount of effort, honestly, that's gone into this, that's a great indicator of, I think, the quality that people could probably expect from what you have coming next.
Yeah, we're really excited about this year. It's been the best one yet, I think.
Yeah.
We've made so many, like, fun changes, and our team is amazing. So if you want to support them or support the bands at Mini Desk, buy your ticket.
Are you going to keep on with magazine production after you graduate?
Ooh, good question.
I would love to.
Can't say I will, but...
What are you going to do?
Science?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I sometimes forget that you're not just, like, arts.
I know, I've said this, like, 1,000 times, that I like to think my degree is, like, secret. I like to think that because I'm in creative things, that I keep it on the DL, that I'm in life sci.
I'm in English, so I would love to remain in the journalism and magazine industry. But I think I just, like, if there's one thing that Muse has taught me, is that you can kind of apply creativity to anything that you do. Like, there's always that opportunity. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Alrighty, so that was Kate and Sydney here with us today with Muse Magazine. We hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.